You're listening to SBS News.
In a church hall in Melbourne's north, the multicultural women's sewing group gather each week to knit, crochet, stitch, and create in the company of others. During the pandemic in 2020, the group kept sewing together through video sessions and felt a sense of togetherness even during periods of isolation. This month, the group marked its 25-year anniversary through an online virtual event honouring its early beginnings. It first started when some Somali women wanted to learn how to sew, and it has evolved to represent participants from 45 different cultures. Kathy Alizzi, who has an Italian, Irish, Scottish and Indigenous background, volunteers with the group.
I love helping other people with their sewing technical difficulties. It's one of my favourite things, even crochet. I've taught a couple of people to crochet while I've been working there, which I've really enjoyed. Being able to have someone walk away with a craft that they didn't know when they walked in the door.
She says many women who don't speak English find others who are fluent in their language, so the sewing space opens up as a place to connect through craft and words.
There's that aspect came across very strongly that even if you don't speak a common language, the making and the sewing and the crafting is the common language. The help that you give, you don't need to say anything because you can show people.
To recognise the different backgrounds of the women, they collectively worked on an exhibition of different flags to symbolise what Australia means to them. And over at the Queen Victoria Women's Centre in Melbourne, another group has developed its own creative craft project to smash stereotypes.
I want to speak out against lack of representation. Representation matters. When you see someone like yourself in an important position in society, you can aspire to be one.
That's Asma Mirzray, who is originally from Afghanistan. She loves to play football, so she chose to focus her artwork on how sport can tackle social issues.
When I first arrived in Australia, you know, experienced a lot of barriers to integrate and to, you know, adapt to the new culture that I was faced with. But sport for me really breached all those barriers. It addressed many of the barriers that I experienced. So it enabled me, it provided me with a platform where I can make new friends.
She hopes her illustration for the Make a Fuss exhibition will inspire female footballers to kick goals in their careers on and off the field.
I do have a group of Afghan girls I usually play soccer with, and majority of them do wear hijab. And amongst those group, there are some really, some really amazing footballers who I can foresee them being, you know, in the Matildas team, which is Australia's women's team.
Feminist in residence at the Queen Victoria Women's Centre, Kate Robinson, curated the Make a Fuss project. More than 150 works were created to challenge racial stereotypes and explore identities.
And craft is a way of expressing rage, dissatisfaction, it's a way of expressing our voices. But I also think it's really interesting because craft is often seen as, you know, gentle or passive.
The Iranian-Australian says she feels guilty about not speaking Farsi well enough and wanted to represent this theme in her own work.
It's about the racial imposter syndrome that I can feel. It's about not being enough of either identity.
New Zealander Maria Birch Murunga has a similar experience as a Maori woman and recorded this audio clip as part of her Make a Fuss work.
I can see now my internalised racism and stereotypes against Māori people, my own people. I can see my shame at being brown in a white world. This piece is my love letter to my younger self.
And the conversation is continuing at the Make a Fuss exhibition being held at the Queen Victoria Women's Centre later this month until March. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.